This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com with a podcast reply to My Rights versus Your Rights, originally started by Relentless. So far, this podcast is making some very interesting points, and I've been enjoying it. One of the things that was brought up in the latest podcast by Relentless was women going over to Saudi Arabia, and they're expected to put on the hijab veil or whatever it's called. You know, and you look at it, and I can understand that because society does have certain limits it places on people. Look at it this way. There are tribes in Africa or tribes down in, say, the Amazon, where women walk around all day long naked from the waist up. To them, perfectly normal. It's perfectly natural. They see absolutely nothing wrong with it. Frankly, I don't think there's anything wrong with it either. But if one of those women was to be put on a plane and brought to the United States of America, she would immediately be told, cover yourself. You cannot come to this country uncovered like that. You must cover yourself. I mean, you're not going to be allowed here. You're not going to be allowed to walk down the street. You are not, you know, this will not be tolerated. And if she tried to walk down the street naked from the waist up, she would be arrested and taken to jail. And that's in the United States of America. So for a woman to go to Saudi Arabia and they say, you must cover yourself, okay, they're just being a little more harsh than we in the United States are, you know? As far as I'm concerned, if anybody wanted to, they could run around naked. I wouldn't care. This is a very tough subject about, you know, where someone's rights begin and another person's rights end. I'm not sure exactly where to go from here. Hang on, let me think a minute. Put this on pause. Okay, I'm back. I think you're right, when you talk about people are just too thin-skinned these days. You have to be careful about whatever you say because you never know who's going to just take it wrong. I mean, I was in a group discussing human spirituality a few years back, and we had all just got together for the meeting, was kicked back, you know, and just talking before we actually got into the meeting itself. And I told everybody, man, I'd had a really hard day. They worked me like a Hebrew slave. And the guy next to me turned out was Jewish. He got all huffy. He was going, you know, you don't know what the Jews went through. You don't know how tough they had it. You know, I told him, look, dude, it was a joke, fucker. You know, I'm not here trying to offend you. It was just a joke. But he got up and moved and wouldn't talk to me the rest of the night. So people are too thin-skinned. You have to be careful what you say these days, because if you make a politically incorrect statement, it will haunt you. People will say, will accuse you of all kinds of intolerance. God forbid if you say anything about sex, because the next person to you might say, I'm being sexually harassed. Oh my God, this person is persecuting me. It's going to come to a head at some point, I think, because people are getting sick of walking on eggshells, and there's going to be a backlash, a reverberation against those that are trying to force all of society to be, you know, the ultimate tolerant people. And when that backlash comes, everybody's going to be so rude. Everybody's going to be so mean. It's not a day I look forward to. I mean, because people are, by and far, pretty nice. They really are. In this day and age, people are pretty nice. You know, you have a lot of people that I'll never be politically incorrect. I'll never be politically correct. I'll always say what I want to say. But by and far, most people get along pretty good. Still, there's going to be a backlash against this, I feel. At some point, it's going to happen. And that's going to be a scary day, because you're probably going to have fights breaking out in the street. Oh, society can only be pushed so far before somebody trips that spring that cracks the whole thing wide open. I look forward to it. You know, there's an old Chinese curse that says, may you live in interesting times. And I actually don't consider it a curse. I do live in interesting times, and I'm enjoying it. But I think that when the political correctness finally cracks, when the lashback comes against it by all of society, then I think it's going to get ugly. I really do. I'm rambling on. This was fun. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Poopy out.